Hey Joey, can you hear me okay?
Gotcha, loud and clear.
Alrighty, well, thanks for taking the time to join us. We're now joined by our third place finisher and Championship Four driver, Joey Logano, the number 22 team Penske Ford. We will take questions right away for Joey. So if you have them, please click the participants tab and raise your hand. And we will kick things off here. Go ahead, Rob, with NASCAR pole position. Go ahead.
Joey, congratulations on making it to the Championship Four. It's got to be really exciting for you, given that you kicked off the round of eight with a win at Kansas, and now you're going to Phoenix, a really good track for you. So first of all, how excited are you to go battle for your second championship?
Yeah, of course we're excited. We're ready to go. This is a great opportunity. We were able to lock ourselves in a couple weeks ago and be able to breathe for a minute and get through these last couple of races. What a crazy race it was today for those guys trying to get their way in. So, glad we were able to keep some momentum up, get a good start and spot. I don't know where we're going to be for next week yet, but hopefully it's a good start and spot and we're able to, fight our way and try to get our second championship.
For sure. My last question for you is, you mentioned to me at Charlotte that you had the competition right where you want them to be. And you wouldn't be probably the most favored title contender, but here you are, you're in it. And it's been quite a ride. So given how you're able to overcome these challenges in the season, how would you say it's been to have this chief in your team?
Well, you guys told me we weren't the favorites in 2018. So we'll believe what we want to believe, and we'll believe in ourselves first. So I'll tell you again, we're the favorites to win this thing. That's how it is in my mind. And I said it a couple weeks ago, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks.
Well, I had you as my favorite, but congratulations.
Thanks.
All right, we'll take our next one from Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Joey, obviously your win at Texas denied Harvick that win, and then Harvick gets knocked out. I'm just curious, how big a deal is it to have Harvick out of the final four?
I mean, it's surprising, that's for sure. And obviously we know what Kevin's record is at Phoenix. So obviously we all thought that, he's got as good a shot as anyone. He's strong there. He finished second right behind us there when we were there in the spring. So, he's going to be fast, but I said this before, everyone's going to, the top four cars, those championship four cars are all going to be racing for the win. That's one thing I think we can be pretty certain of.
And I mean, do you like the system? Obviously it helps you this year in a year where maybe you didn't have as many wins as some of the others, but everybody has a chance.
I love it, actually. I mean, it brings these crazy moments. I mean, I couldn't imagine what it was like watching the race tonight with every possible scenario getting thrown out there, with 9-19 in the lead. And then, you got guys racing for points behind them, trying to get every point they can. And it's all within a point, and racing all the way to the checkered flag like that. I mean, that's crazy. That's absolutely amazing. So, I believe the system is very fair, but it's just like any other sport, right? In the NFL, you can have an amazing regular season and lose the first game and you're out, right? I mean, that's just what playoffs are. I'm glad we have it in our sport because it produces some amazing moments. And there'll be another amazing one next week when you have four cars going for it.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks.
All right, we'll take our next question from Aaron Bearden. Go ahead, Aaron.
Going into the last 100 laps or so, it seemed like the Penske cars were kind of the dominant group. You guys had the top two, and I think Brad was trying to pass Chase for third. What did you see from Chase over that last run, I guess, that kind of let him sneak up on you guys and drive away with the win at the end?
I saw his back bumper too much. It seemed like whatever they did to their car the last run, that thing took off. He definitely, was able to find some speed there the last run and get out ahead of me and, and ahead of the 19 and he just kind of kept going from there. So, they made some good adjustments, whatever they did.
Aaron, I don't think we can hear you.
Can you hear me now? Am I good?
No, we can't hear you. We'll take a question from Jeff Magliocchetti. Go ahead.
Hi, Joey. Congratulations on advancing. You guys were in a luxurious position, one could say, with your win at Texas, clinched over the next two races. What did you learn about your car and your team over these next two events? And what lessons can you take into the finale at Phoenix from what you learned over the past two?
Well, I mean, really the past 2 weeks, the advantage we earned was to be able to focus on our Phoenix car before everybody. That's the advantage we had. We get to go to these races and not have our tongues hanging out, trying to get in, you know, our batteries are charged up and we're ready to go. So that part is nice. I think we proved that our pit crew tonight is absolutely incredible. They kept us up front all day long. I don't think there was one pit stop I didn't gain at least one spot throughout it. So our pit crew is strong and they'll be ready to go when we get out there. And so you know, I think we've proven that our team is definitely the team to beat. We're well rounded, and I think that's something that can help us next week.
Awesome. Congratulations again. Thanks, Joey.
Thanks.
All right, Joey, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. Congratulations on that championship four berth once again, and we'll see you next week.
All right, appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too. All right, and it looks like we'll be joined here momentarily by Brad Keselowski, so we will get started. If you do have a question for Brad, please and raise your hand. Hey, Brad, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I think so. Can you hear me?
I can. I can see you now too. Send your thumb.
Hold on 1 second here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.